Unseen Tragic Garlic Taco, Act 7, Drugs on a Budget. I could budget only a dime bag. I had a van to fix, but I needed some warm, smoky dreams to level my head. Dude charges $20 for a dime bag. But I don't smoke much nowadays, and a couple puffs sends me sailing into a content dreamingness for a couple hours and a slow, nice come down. So I venture down the road a very long ways and knock on a man's door. Styles Logfinch answers. A ghetto Viking with a braided red beard and meth-addled sunken-in eyes. Oh, it's you, Styles said, with a blank disappointment expressed on his drug-haggard face. He must be waiting for somebody to take his withdrawal away, and I'm only a bit of spare change. Come on in, watch the vomit to the left, he said in a raspy monotone. I sidestepped the leavings of one of his clients and made my way behind him to his trashed living room. I inspected the couch for vomit, cum, or shit. It was clean and I sat. Jake Sponge and some Mexican dude with a brilliant orange shirt were passing back and forth a meth pipe. I took a couple meth puffs as I told Styles that I want a dime bag and handed him the money. Dude went into the other room and he returned with the weed, packed into half of a clamshell. This is a cool thing, explained Styles. The weed is packed into this shell, and you can use it as a pipe. Wow, I said, and I'm in it too. Now, I wouldn't have to score an empty Pepsi can to fashion into a pipe. I would smoke in style. I was the proud owner of a lighter, so I was good to go. I had to cut the conversation with the crew there, but they were so much into the meth that all they wanted to do is speak of that, and I get bored. So I headed off to my parked van for some fun. Such a long walk. But hopefully soon I shall have a ride going on. Maybe even a job, an actual job would be good. Seems fairly quiet in the lot today. Then I remembered. It's that Rod and Custom show at Century Townhouse. That is where all those bastards are gonna be. If there's any possible way they can get there. If there's any possible way they can get free tickets or cough up the $10. And it seems any of them can do that somehow. This would be my perfect chance to fuck up some more vehicles and make the world a little quieter place for the likes of me. I was feeling jazzed from the meth puffs earlier, and I ventured outside of my destruction supplies. The first victim, a dirty yellow four-wheeler, is right by some lady watering her meager flower patch. No good on that one. I walked on. Ever vigilant for a sighting of a vulnerable machine. Just ready to be destroyed with the sweet and clean getaway in store. The next potential victim was that loud-ass red and black four-wheeler with a beer cooler holder attached to the back. This could very well be the monster that killed my buzz flowers. It must go. I screwed off the gas cap and I let some sand in to clog the life out. I quickly screwed the cap back on and I moved on down the way. Haha! I would so love to see that fucker's face when he finds that his baby has been killed. Maybe I could see a redneck cry. A rare and beautiful sight indeed. I walked on some more and I found a green and brown Mustang that had woken me up a few too many times. I screwed off the gas cap, and I gave it some sand too. I had a razor blade in my left pocket. I got it out, and I worked it into another four-wheeler's tire, up on the side, ruining the tire. It took me about 12 minutes to work the thing into the tire. I decided to quit before I got spotted. I went back to my trailer to have a couple more puffs to celebrate my rash move. I could feel the high start as a warm tingle in my balls that expanded outwards to envelop me in an otherworldly feeling of warmth and joy. I just lay down awake, but with my eyes closed, feeling the pleasure wash through me. This is all I needed, all I wanted right then. It was so right, so good. About 34 minutes later, I fell asleep, still buzzing. I was awakened to the sound of a rifle going off. I started awake. The pleasant dream that had been wrapped around my head dissolved away.